Is Daf Chaf Ches. So we got to the bottom of Chaf Zayin Amr Beis, the last line starting the Gemara. So the Gemara says, quote from the Mishnah, says, oh so. So goes back on what the Mishnah had told us, Kishem Shebotkin Shemayim Botkin Osa, Kachamayim Botkin Osa. Just like the water checks her, the water is also going to check him. So what does that mean, Osa? It checks him, it checks the husband. Ilema Lebal, if it's checking the husband who's putting her through this. So the Baal my overlay, what in the world did the Baal do that he has to be checked for? Vichitema, it's saying, D-E-S-P-E Avon, Batki, Lemaya, meaning maybe he did something wrong also. He's blaming on her. The Gemara in Kedushin says, I forget exactly the Lashon, the Rashi quotes this, Kom mum she robe chaveiro, mum yeshbo or something. Any mum, any flaw you see in your friend, you have that same flaw in yourself. So maybe it's the fact that he thinks she's doing something wrong, it's indicating that he has his own flaw, the same in he's struggling with, and it checks him as well. Says Rashi, "Diyispe avon shema aleha lacha nishinister." Not what I said, I guess. Maybe it's referring to no. Maybe he was ba on her after bishkem aser. Not that he may have been with another woman when another ashes ish, but rather maybe he violated her when there was an iser after the steer took place.
So in a sense, this is exactly what the Mishnah is saying.
Well, that's the Gemara trying to figure out. So this sounds like maybe this would be an okay thing. The Gemara is going to reject this. But they're building up.
So
maybe it's checking the husband because right. He was bun her after she was nister, which sounds like it makes sense. So again, di is be avon bad ki lemaya, ki is be avon bididei mi bad ki lemaya lidida. So what's going on? What's the shaila here?
If that's the case that he was bun her, then the mayim wouldn't even be bodek her.
Right. Exactly. The water only checks her if they were free of sin with each other. So if let's say he was bun her, so the water wouldn't be checking her. So if it's not going to be checking her, then it shouldn't be checking him either. You wouldn't have that equation. So it can't be we're testing him for being with her during that time when it's asatur. Because v'hatani, the Braisa tells us, the noka ishmi avon va'isha hahi tises avona, and the man will be clean of the sin, and she'll carry the sin. What does that mean? Bizman sheha ish manuka me avon hamayim botkin sa ishta. When the man is clean of sin, meaning he had not been with his wife after this stira, then the water is going to check her. However, ein ha'ish menuka me'avon, if the husband is not free of sin, in other words, he had been with her after stira, then ein ha'mayim botkin es ishta, then the water will not work anymore. So it can't be testing him for being with her after it's been stira. So ella le'boel must be checking the boel. Just like the water checks her, it's also checking the boel. So the Gemara says, so if that's the case, so the Gemara, the Mishnah should have said, make it clear, why be so ambiguous of who the Oso is, it should have said, listen, teach, kitikatani seifa, kishem shasur lebal, kachasur leboel. So just like the Mishnah used the word boel later, it should have used boel in the first place. And the fact that it didn't use leboel in this very first line might indicate that it's not referring to boel. So who's the Oso? Leolam, the Gemara concludes here, leboel, it is referring to the boel, it checks him. So if they did something wrong, then they're both going to get punished. If neither one did something wrong, then they'll both be spared. So really, it should be referring to the Boel. But Reisha, so why didn't we use the word Boel? Aidi de Tani Osa, Tani Oso. Say for Aidi de Tani Baal, Tani Boel. Just wanted to be consistent with the language. So in the beginning of the Mishnah, since it says, Kishem Shabbat Mayim Botkin Osa, so I wanted to be, it would sound very strange to say, Kishem Shabbat Mayim Botkin Osa, Kacha Mayim Botkin Boel. It doesn't flow well. And remember, we mentioned a number of times that Mishnahs are meant to flow, but it's meant to be rhythmic and poetic and to help memorize them much better. Okay, the Gemara now says, Shinamar Uvo Uvo. The Pasuk says Uvo Uvo twice to tell us that the water checks two individuals. It checks her, and it checks the Boel. So the Gemara asks, Ibailu, Ubao Ubao Kamar, O Ubao Ubao Kamar. So what's the shaila? Is it the one word, Vau, and it says that one word, the extra Vav, Uvao, it's all from the same word though, the extra letter Vav, or because it says Uvao Uvao two different times, what's the Joshua? It's similar to what we had later on in the Mishnah about Vinitma Vinitma. Is it because Nitma Vinitma, the extra Vav in one of the appearances, or is it because it says it's Vinitma two different times? So the Gemara says, Toshma, quotes from, it sounds like from our Mishnah, Kishem Shasur Lebal, Kachasur Lebal. Just like she becomes also to her husband, she's also to ever be married to her, this Boel. Shinemar, Nitma Vinitma, it says the Pasuk twice. So Gemara says, wait a second, this presentation is not clear either. Adayin Tibai, it's still an open question. Within this drush of Nitma, is it Nitma Vinitma Kamar? Rather, it should be Nitma. It's unclear with the different yourselves here. But is it really from the same word Nitma Vinitma, the extra Vav? Or because it's Nitma Vinitma two different times Kamar? Again, unclear which side is saying which, but that's the idea. Is it from the same word and the extra vav, or is it from two different words? Same exact shaila as before, uvo, uvo. So the Gemara says, Tashma, they bring another raya, midikasani sefer, from the fact that sefer says that Rabbi Omer, shnei pamim ha'amur b'parsha, v'nitma v'nitma, since it says the word v'nitma two different times, echelabal, echelabal, so that implies michlal. The Rabbi Kiva, who argues with the earlier Joshua, he says the vav kadar, she darshins vavs, and the Rabbi Kiva thinks the same halacha. Everybody agrees that the baal is aser and the bol is aser. Is it from the word v'nitma appearing two different times, or is it because the one word says nitma, but then it really says v'nitma, the vav is extra, so Rabbi Kiva darshins vavs. Hilchach, Rabbi Kiva, she's a kroksiv. He has six sivrim sukkim. Why? Because since he darshins vav, he has two, the word nitma appears two different times, and each of the nitmas have an extra vav, so that's four, and it says uvau, uvau two different times. Are those the six? Let's see, Rashi goes through them. Rashi says, shisa kroy, shlosha uvau ksuvim sham, because it says uvau, uvau twice, and then there's an extra vav, one of them is an extra vav, that's three. Uvau maim hamarim ha'ila ha'memechal, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm doing the wrong thing, he's doing nitma. It says again, Ha'uvau ha'maim ha'ma'arim ha'ila b'me'echal t'sabos beten l'odia lanu de beten v'hada yerech shalo lo tzilaz k'damrim b'bakama. That's one. V'chad v'hishkes ha'isha es ha'me'amarim ha'ma'arim uvau b'maim v'gomer. That's number two. L'tzava shekadosh baruch hu gozer sheyavau b'maim l'marim. That's a tzava that Hashem is going to be gozer, that the waters will work. V'chad l'asiya v'ashka es ha'maim v'yisayim nitma v'gomer. Liasia kano dia kasev es yisod mavtiach. I'm getting confused. Let's read the Gemara, I think, before we read this Rashi here. I'm trying to figure out where the six instances are.
So there are three words that have extra vav.
V'nitma, v'nitma, uvau. Those are the three, I guess.
Sounds like Rashi sent the three uvaus.
Yeah, it sounds like you're right. It says the vav three times. So the word vav, each one is one, that's three, and then each one have a vav in the beginning, that makes another three, that's six. Okay. It says uvo three different times, that's six. Let's go one out of the Gemara. So again, Hilkach, le Rabbi Akiva, she, sikroi, ksivi, there's six times the word uvo appears. Chad le tzava dida, one is to the tzava for her. Chad le tzava dida, one is for him, the boel. Chad la si dida, one is in terms of the maisa that takes place for her. Chad la si dida, one is for the maisa for him. Chalidia diday, one for his knowledge, and chalidida diday, one for her knowledge, one for his knowledge. So let's see how this works out. And look back at Rashi now. Shisa kroy. Shloshu vau ksuvim sham. There are three appearances of the word uvau. Uvau hamayim hamarim ha'ila b'me'acha letzavos beten. That's the first one. Lahodia lanu de beten v'hadar yerech shlolo tzilaz kedamim b'kama. One is just to let us know that the way the water is going to work is first the beten, and then afterwards the yerech will be affected. The chad, the other appearance is v'hishkes ha'isha semay amarim hamarim uvo b'mayim latzava shekadosh baruch hu gozer shevo b'mayim litzmarim. That's about tava, that the water is going to take effect. And chad, the third appearance is la'asiya, in terms of the making, v'hishkes ha'mayim v'ayisam nitmes, la'asiya, in terms of the actual drinking. So one again is the tava. One is the hodah, the awareness that's not the motilaz, and one is about the asiyah. So kanodia, so Yisrael demaftiach len sheyavtum yavdeku hamayim uvechulim ksivav yisayir harishis. So therefore, there's an extra one in each of them that both the man and the woman require a separate one for each category. So again, the categories are hodah, to let you know that's going to work. Number two is a tzava, a commandment that will work, and number three is the asiyah, the actual process of the drinking. And each one has a vav to include both the man and the woman. That's all according to Rabbi Akiva. Comes along Rabbi. Rabbi says, Telasa kroiksiv, there are three appearances of uvo, because he doesn't darshan the letter vav. Chad le tzava, chad le asiyah, chad le liyadiyah. Okay. And there's no need for an extra drasha for the husband and wife separately, the woman separately. So then the Gemara asks, now according to Rabbi, so he learned the word nitma, nitma appeared two different times to tell us that, I'm sorry. Yeah, to tell us again that the asa the baal, asa the baal. So Gemara wants to know now, Rebbe, Kishem Shemayim Bot Kinosa, Kach Bot Kinosa, Minale. How does he know? Just like the water checks him, her, it checks him as well. It can't be used for the word Uvo, because Uvo, there's no available drush according to him. There's no Vav available to him. So Nafkale, he learns this out, Mitetanya from the Brisa, teaches Litzavos Beten Ulanofil Yerech Bitno, Yerechu Sheboel. Fine. So the Pasuk says, again, Litzavos Beten Vilanpil Yerech, that's going to make the stomach expand and explode, and the Yerech is going to fall down. Bidno v'yirecho shebaal ataomer. So maybe one's going to say, "This is whose beten, whose yerech is this referring to?" One's going to suggest initially, maybe the boel's stomach, the boel's yerech. Oh, eino ella bidno v'yirecho shenevels. Maybe it really refers to the wife. Why says can't be because kishu omer when the pasuk says v'tzavsa bidno v'nafla yerecha. Hare bidno v'yirecho shel nevels amor. That's a different pasuk that mentions explicitly bidno the beten shela v'yerech shela. That's explicitly referring to her body. So Mani Mekayim Litzvos Beten Lanfil Yerech. What does that refer to? This other pasuk, another mention of a beten, another mention of a yerech. That must be referring to Bidno V'Yerecho Sheboel. So that's it. Sounds like a very explicit drasha that Rebbe holds. That's how we know that he, the Boel, is going to be checked as well. So now what is the Tanakama going to do with this pasuk? They don't need this drasha. They know from elsewhere, from the extra letters, Uvo, Vo, that he gets checked. Vidach, Hahu, that pasuk of the extra mention of beten, the extra mention of yerech, to tell us the modula Cohen, the beten bereshiv of the hadar yerech, shelo holtzi laz amayim hamarim, that there's an obligation that the Cohen has to make her aware. excuse me, that the order of the way the water affects is going to be first the stomach and then the yerech, not to be motzi laz on the water.
Said according to that opinion, that ubo tells you the. Tells you there's the idea bowl to tell you that it's beten but the yerech or tulaz.
But this is that the Kohen actually has to tell them. One of the pasuk is like letting the world know. The pesukim are letting us know, but that he has to actually articulate this term. That's being learned from this pasuk. It sounds like. Excuse me. Okay, there's no Rashi here at this. But you look at the top tosos there. Rashi says, and Tosos rather says. That's asking your question. Is he asking your question? He's saying, according to the Tanakhama now.
He's saying the reason why it doesn't have to say by him is because of the fact it said it already, and that this one is only left for this purpose of the calling being Modiah her.
Since we see that she's being checked, just like he's being checked, like she is, and once she's being known, she's being made aware. So it's also to me, he's being aware as well. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, let's go right there. So the Gemara says now, where are we? Vidach we did already. No, to Vidach, right? Yeah, Vidach. Im kein lichtav kra bitna v'yirecha. If that's the case, if what's the case?
Bitno, the extra bitno in yirecha was coming to tell, calling to me.
To let her know. So it should have said, Bidna v'yirecha, they have to tell her about this. My beten v'yirech, why is it remove the last hey, which indicates to her? Shema mina labol, it must be. The fact that it doesn't say bitna and yirecha tells us that's referring to his. Gemara says, Eima kuli hai, lahachudasa, imkein lichtov bitna v'yirecha. So why not be clear and just say his, beten his yerech? My beten v'yerech, shema mina tarte, we learn two things. In Echonam, it's possible to learn both. You learn both his, because really it should have said bitno v'yerecha, that would have been very clear. The fact that it says, does not have the extra vav, tells us there's an extra drasha to be made, and the extra drasha to be made is that the Kohen has to let him know, and let her know, that how the mayim is going to affect the body, and not to moti laz on their children. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah that says, ha'amar v'yishua, kacha yadorish Zechariah v'chule. He quoted Zechariah, who made a drasha about that says the word Shnei Pamim, oh no, so which one was this? Yeah, the Shnei Pamim in the Torah, Nitma. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Shlosh Pamim Hamur Meparsha. It says the word Nitma three times. Im Nitma, Nitma, V'Nitma. So why three different times? Lama. Echel Lebal, Echel Lebal, Echel the Truma, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. One appearance of Nitma is that she's Tamei to her own husband. The other Nitma is to teach us that she's Tamei to her, the Boel, even after she gets divorced from her husband, if she gets widowed. And the third Nitma tells us that she's Aser to have any Truma. So the Gemara says now, Amar Bishmul Kavachomer, is a Kavachomer. Ma grusha shemuteres lechuma asur lakuna zu shasur b'chuma ino din shasur lakuna. So he's saying a kavachomer, a grusha, a woman who was let's say a bas kohen who got divorced, so she's allowed to, when she goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to eat chuma again, but she's also to marry kohen. A grusha is not allowed to marry kohen. So this individual, this woman now who cannot eat chuma, this sota who can't eat chuma, ain't odin she asur lakuna. Kuna, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Tamalomar v'hi nidma v'hilo nidma. What's the drasha here? Im nidma lama shasa, im lo nidma lama mashke, magi lecha kasev shasafik asura. Okay, let's look at some Rashi's here. See, Rashi, go all the way up to Rashi now. Kavachomer. Kavachomer, he writes, ain't no tzarech lohavi min amikra lepos lemkuna milinase lekohen. There's no need to bring a pasuk to say that she's usher to marry a kohen. Where did we say before she's usher to marry a kohen? But isn't he arguing Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva wasn't talking about any her marrying a kohen or not. Did I misread that before?
He's trying to prove that the sota is asura to marry a kohen from the kavachomer.
But it sounds like he's trying to argue on Rabbi Akiva from beforehand, or no? Oh, Gemara's going to ask this question. Okay, fine. Fine. So we don't know what he's referring to, but later on the Gemara's going to ask, wait a second, Rabbi Akiva wasn't talking about marrying a kohen at all. Where is Rabbi Shmuel coming from?
Right.
Okay, so ignoring that for a moment, so he says it's a kavachomer again that she can't marry a kohen. So continue reading Rashi. Rashi says, Ma grusha bas kohen shenis garsha, she's a bas kohen. She gets married, and then she gets divorced. Misro. The Zera Ein La, she has no children. She muteres b'chuma. K'dichsim milachem avia tochel. She goes back to her husband. She can eat chuma, but psula lakuna. But since she's a grusha, can't marry a kohen. So this one, zusha psula b'chuma. This sota is possible for eating chuma. Miribui did nitma k'dikamris. Ein odin she psula kuna. Is it not obvious that she should be possible to kohen as well? And Rashi tells us, come on, parch. No, I'm not sure if it's so strange. It sounds like a sound kavachomer to me.
Because she, this one already left the husband, right?
The grusha left the husband.
And that's why she can have truma. So that understands very well the kavachomer.
See, in the sota here case, she's possible from truma. Even if she's married to Kohen now, she's possible to truma. So certainly she should, when she gets divorced, she certainly shouldn't be able to.
It's a different point. Right. To me, the points are, it's not a clear kavachomer. But, you know.
What's the problem with the kavachomer?
No, I don't get it. You get it?
At what stage? I mean, when she's pasul in Shuma, right? Referring to she's passing Shuma while she's married to the husband still?
It's saying like this. They're trying to say that when she gets divorced, if she's an Israel, right, an Israeli, and she's married to a Kohen, she can have Truma. When she gets divorced, then she cannot have Truma.
In regular case, then she can have Truma.
She can have Truma.
When she goes back, she can.
She goes back to father, so she can.
And then now in the new case...
She remains usher to a Kohen
because she's a Grusha.
Grusha.
Right. Now, case of a Sota, who now she's found to be guilty, but she didn't die yet, I guess, right? So she can't have Truma. She's possible from eating Truma. So
who says that eating Truma is the factor if they can marry her or not?
Well, we're saying it's a Kavachomer. If we have a case where we're Machmir that she can't marry a Kohen, but she can eat Truma.
Right.
So a case where she can't eat Truma, then certainly she shouldn't be able to marry a Kohen. But the question becomes that, wait a second, when is she asur to have chuma? When the sota, when she's done being checked and she's not dead, she's still alive, she's asur the baal, asur the bol, and she also can have chuma.
Wouldn't it be a case, wouldn't that you only find that case if you found Edom, or let's say she acknowledged it? Not any, it wouldn't be a
okay,
case.
Okay, right, can't
drank,
be sota, right. Yeah, that'd be a case with Edom. Right, so in the case of Edom, when she's nitma, right?
She acknowledged, she admitted it, you know, or something like that.
Fine. So she can't eat chuma then, because she was an ashesish. Now, what happens to her relationship with her husband right now, though? How do they get divorced? So she's a grusha. So she's impossible to marry a kohen because she's a grusha. Forget the kal vachomer. She doesn't go free without a get, I would imagine. So certainly she can't. If she doesn't have a get, then she can't get married because she's still married. If she does get a get, she's a grusha. So I thought that was what was bothering you. Anything in the article? Am I missing something here?
No, I'm not thinking. Maybe if her husband doesn't divorce her and he's a kohen.
He dies maybe. Maybe he dies before they get divorced. Maybe that's the case.
Alright.
Something like that. It has to be something like that. Let's assume that he died. So she's not a grusha, but she's still usher to marry a kohen because it's kal vachomer, because she's possibly eat chuma forever, so she can't marry a kohen either. Okay, the Gemara now says that's the kal vachomer of Rabbi Yishmael. So let's read that in time. One more time. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, kal vachomer, ma grusha, shemuteres lechuma, asur lekuna, zu, the sota, sheasur lebechuma, eno din, sheasur lekuna, even after her husband dies, ma tamalomer vihi nitma, vihi lo nitma, what's the lashon of she's tamay, she's not tamay? Im nitma, if she's tamay, lama shosa, why is she going to drink? If she admits she's tamay, if there's eden that says she's tamay, why would she drink? Im lo nitma, if she's not tamay, lama mashka, why does she drink? I mean, why does she drink? To test her. Let's see. Magi lecha kasev shasavik asura, that a savik case is asur. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says the last few narrow lines, ma tam alomer v'kinas ishta v'hi nitma. Dimashper devada nitma, she's definitely vada, she's vada even tame. Ma tam alomer o avar lav v'hi lo nitma. Ipshitele de nitma la mashosa. If she's so pashit, she's tame, why would she drink? Vipshita de lo nitma la mashka. And if she's so obvious that she wasn't tame, meaning the Gemara, the pasuk used a lashon of nitma, with certainty she was tame. And it also used the lashon of vim lo nitma, and it was certain that she wasn't tame. So if it was a vada in either direction, she's not going to drink.
Right.
So the Gemara says, no, nitma lo nitma, just talking about a case of a suffix. Says Rashi, continuing to say,
it's one case together.
Exactly.
That's what
I'm
trying to say. That
exactly.
Nitma
velodin,
meaning that she
would,
that we don't know.
Exactly. So magi lecha kasev shal suffix asura. The pasuk's red, says Rashi, ishazu shema nitma, v'shema lo nitma. The kamalacha, the ishkena, you have to have her drink livarer sveka to clarify the suffix here. Vilo mashke lo asur. And if she doesn't check it out, she's going to be asur. So we see from here that a suffix case is asur. Says the Gemara, the last few lines of the page, mikan atadon l'sheretz. From here, we can make a kavachomer to a sheretz. Masot eshelo asur bashoge kemezid. Just that case of a shogeg is not like a mazid case. If she did it accidentally, whatever that means, accidentally, it wouldn't have the same results as a mazid. And also onus, karatzon is not the same. If she was raped, it wouldn't be the same as if she did it willingly. And asa basavik kavadai, yet still we make a safek case. We treat it beisr like a vadai case that she's asr. So then a sheretz, shasa basavik kemazid. If a person comes into contact with a sheretz, even accidentally, he's going to be tamei, just as if he was bemazed. And also onus karasan, if he was pushed and touched a sheretz, he's going to be tamei. There's no difference. Say no din shiase bo safek kivade. So certainly, if it was a case of a safek, certainly then, oh, short off, certainly then, we should treat the safek case like a vade tamei. And then the Gemara says, very important, this is a sugi that appears in many places, umimakom shabasa, from the place, the source of everything right now is sota. Sota is being used as the model for sheretz at this point, for tameh. Now remember, sota is talking about really isurim. Even though the words nitma and lo nitma appear in the context of sota, there's no tum of a tara going on there. It's really tameh in terms of isur. It's really davar isur. But somehow, sota is the model for all of tuma in many regards. So, mimakum shibasa, the source of everything, which of course is sota, as we've been saying. Ma sota rishus hayachid, av sheretz rishus hayachid. So just like sota, the only situation where we assume a suffix iser is like a vada iser with regards to sota is in the Rishus HaYachid, so too with regards to tuma, we're only going to say safek is tameh in a Rishus HaYachid. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says mimakum shebasa hol velo limata dimatimin misafek el misota. The whole source of safek is learned from sota. Has to be a situation where there's potential for stira. That means only the man and woman, nobody else. But had it been in Rishus HaRabim, says Rashi, Tower. And the halacha is, Rishus HaRabim, as defined in the halachas of tumah, is how many people? Three people. Three people is Rishus HaRabim for the purpose of tumah, based on this sugya here. Umasota davar sheish bodas lishael. Just like so, there's a case, a situation, a person who someone you could ask questions to. Af sheretz davar sheish bodas lishael. So what does that mean? Rashi explained. Masota davar sheish bodas lishael hi im nitmeis im lav. You could always ask her, were you tame or were you not tame? Af savik tuma davar sheish bonogeya zedas lishael im naga im lav. The person who touched it, you could ask him, were you touched or not? And then he says, I don't know. The only time we assume safek tame is when the person is a person you can ask questions to, we can find out. And then he says, I don't know, so then we assume tame. Umikan, from here, the Gemara says, Amar, davar sheish bo das lishael b'shus hayachid sveiko tame, has to have those criteria, two criteria. Has to be a person you can ask, and also in b'shus hayachid. However, if it's a case of b'shus rabim, it's a sveikotar, because it does not fit into the model of sota, or rather, if it's a case of she'en bodas lishael, if it's a keli, or an animal, or something else, I'm not sure animals don't become tame that way, but if it's a keli, or food, or drink, so then it would be bein b'shus hayachid, bein b'shus rabim, sveikotar, because it's not like a sota case where there's a person, it's talking about a situation where there's an object. Rashi just explained this, right, the examples he says. Actually, it doesn't give examples, actually. Okay. Now the Gemara says, we'll may as well go a little bit further. Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chuma, Umahadir Laihu Kuna. Very strange. We said we know this before. We didn't understand what was going on. This dialogue between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva was saying, it says Nitma three times. One, they say she's asked to the Baal, she's asked to the Baal, and she's asked to have Chuma. And Rabbi Shmuel says, I agree, know what, but you don't need a pasuk. It's from a kavachomer that you can't marry a kohen.
But
he wasn't talking about it. Rabbi Akiva was referring to a chuma, and mahad le'i about kuna. Rabbi Shmuel responds back about a kuna. The su, moreover, asks the Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva kuna minole. How does he know that she cannot marry a kohen after she gets divorced?
After she's a widow.
That should be the case, like we said before, right? After she's been widowed. So, Rashi pointed today. Rashi is in Mace.
Or it could be the Kavah Chomer, right? I mean, there's no reason Rabbi Akiva can't hold Rabbi Shmuel's Kavah Chomer.
That's true, also, yeah. That is true.
He didn't learn from the Pasuk.
Let's see. V'chi teima kuna lo tzricha kra. Perhaps he doesn't need a Pasuk. It's so obvious to him. Sherei asa basafik zona kizona. So this piece is going to go out for a while now. Let's just touch a little bit and then we'll review this maybe tomorrow. So again, maybe he doesn't require one. Look at the bottom Rashi on Chaf Ches Mabez. V'chi teima kuna lo tarichra dimimei la asura. It's automatically going to be asur. Sharei asa ba kasa besota safek zona kivadei zona la osa abala. Hilkach legavei kuna nami asira dechsev zona lo yichu v'zu b'cheska zona hi. Because we're assuming that we said in the case of a safek sota, we assume she's asur. So when we say it's asur, in other words, we're assuming she's a zona. It's a Safek Zona, it's Kivadeh Zona. And since we also know that a Kohen, the Pasuk tells us that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Zona, so that's how we know. It's based on the first Pasuk.
Kivadeh Zona because till she drinks. I mean, this is exactly. When the husband died.
When the husband died, right.
Because if the husband is alive, she cannot be together with him, so she it's like a Zona. We
assume it's Aser.
Right.
When we assume it's Aser, it's not only that we assume it's just to be safe, we assume as a Gaver, she's a Safek Zona now, and we treat her as a Vadeh Zona. And if Adai Zona, that's why she can't be with her husband.
She be Asur Labal also, or if her husband dies before she drinks. She gets this Kinyan Sira, husband dies before she drinks.
Would she then be Asur to the Baal? L'chora. L'chora. I mean, when we said Achel Baal, Achel Boel, before, that was, in what case was that? When's it Asa LeBaal? It's Asa LeBaal before she drinks. Obviously, it's Asa LeBaal because she's still married.
Certainly, if she's a Sotavah, it's Asa LeBaal and Asa LeBaal.
Right.
But let's say she dies. Right? Let's say she dies. Let's say she didn't drink it and she dies. Is she Asa for life to the Baal?
She didn't drink it and he dies. So then, there's no way to ever clarify what took place. Assuming we have to assume the status quo as being Safek Asur. I guess so. So she's a Safek Zona. And Safek Zona we're treating as a Vade Zona, and that's why the Kohen's Asur. So maybe Rikki doesn't need a source at all.
Well, here it says,
just doesn't need a source.
Right,
he's going on that. But he agrees the halacha that she can't marry Kohen. The question: what's the source?
Meaning that then he would be saying the same as Rabbi Shmuel.
Right, that's where Rashi, the last Rashi, seems to say that. There's a hanacha here. Rabbi Kiva can't hold the Kal v'chomer, or otherwise him and Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't be arguing. Just to say Rabbi Kiva holds of his Kal v'chomer. Uh-huh. You know,
so it must be that it's machlokas. We're trying to figure out what is the machlokas.
It seems that he agrees with the Kal v'chomer, but he can't use it as a.
Why can't he use it? I wonder.
It's on the bottom.
It's in the bottom.
We could read that Tosus.
This is fine. Tosus says on the bottom here, the Sula Rabbi Kiva Kuna Menale. Rashi perished to Mikava Chomer lo Yalla. If he can't learn this from Mikava Chomer, that she's also to marry a Kohen. Dim Kain Haini Rabbi Shmuel. That's the same exact opinion as Rabbi Shmuel. Vitema. He less like Kava Chomer to Rabbi Shmuel. He doesn't have a Kava Chomer Rabbi Shmuel. Im Kain, Kaven Shinivala, Lifsola, Bila Vadais, Menali de Psulakuna. If he does not have the Kava Chomer of Rabbi Shmuel, how does he know if she was Nivala, to sound puzzle to her? That the Bila Vadais is in a certain case where there's definitely Bia, how do you know that she's possible to Kuhuna? V'habi Yivamot Perak Almano Yalfino Le Mahai Kavachomer. That this Kavachomer is used in another context, which seems to be the source in general. That if she's with somebody who's possible to her, then she's going to be possible to the Kuhuna in general. That seems to be agreed by everybody. V'od Haleka LeMifrach Aleh Midin. You can ask a question. What's the Shaila? There's no flaw. No one asks any questions. There's no Pirchot. Why would he ever argue on this Kavachomer? Show me a problem. Show me a question. So Yesh Lomar, Hacha Leslay Kavachomer. Here he does not have a Kavachomer. He holds the Kavachomer in general. He holds the Sugi Nivamos that uses Kavachomer. There is no problem. But in this application, he doesn't hold of this. Why? D lo Havaksiva, El Tlasakroi, Haviamina, Chalabal, Chalabal, Chalakuna. The Chomer Tve Midik Kidaparach Rabbi Shmuel. About Gabe Bilas Psulim, Ksiva Chuma Behedya. What's his answer?
He only had three psukim, he wouldn't be learning one for Truma. He would first be learning one for the Kuhuna.
You would need a limud for Truma.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it must be for he has another pasuk that takes care of the Kuhuna, gives him the other pasuk here available to teach me the halacha of Truma, right. I see. Okay, so we'll continue this tomorrow then. We're in the middle of a feast here, but that's fine.
I'm out for